You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning on this Friday, October 17th. John, we're certainly moving closer to voting day, but it is an historic year because more than 30 states are offering early voting options, which...
And it's historic because we are America's exit poll. Let's explain.
And we are because we want to know what you are thinking about. Who did you vote for? What was it about that candidate? Which candidate are you supporting if you haven't voted? What was the moment when it became crystal clear to you which candidate is or was for you?
Yeah, people talk about exit polls a lot, but in our case, we're not interested in predicting the election. We are interested in actually getting into the experience of voting itself. And with all this early voting, it's an opportunity that we thought we would take advantage of. So you can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, the story of how you voted and how you made up your mind.
There is something this election year that Democrats and Republicans are agreeing on, and that's that Democrats are expected to make significant gains of seats in the House and in the Senate. The question is, how many? Earlier this week, we interviewed Republican Representative Tom Cole, the chairman of his party's congressional election efforts, and today we speak to his Democratic counterpart, Congressman Chris Van Hollen, the chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
So there's an ailing economy and a young popular presidential candidate, Barack Obama. Which do you think is driving all of this talk that you could pick up many House seats and potentially a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. You've got the fact that people around the country are fed up with the last 8 years of the policies of the Bush administration, especially with regards to the economy. And you've got lots of Republican incumbent members of Congress that have been voting in lockstep with the president's economic policies for the last many years. And so people are fed up, of course, with where those policies have landed the country, which has essentially driven us into the ditch, and they're looking for change. You have on top of that Barack Obama generating an awful lot of excitement and energy out there. And a sense that the, you know, Republicans are just a little bit out of touch with respect to how to respond to the economic situation. You had John McCain, you know, saying not too long ago that fundamentals of the economy were sound, and you've got a lot of Republican candidates who haven't really offered anything different than the Bush proposals going forward.
How do you respond to the notion that some people are voting against Republicans as opposed to voting for Democrats?
Well, there's always a combination of motivations and feelings when people go into the voting booth. I think a good part of it, of course, is the fact that they're fed up with what the Bush administration has brought us. But I do believe that there have been some important changes made with the new Congress. After all, the new Congress just came to power, so to speak, in the last election, 2006, in a short period of time, has been able to make progress on things like finally increasing the fuel efficiency standards for automobiles. That was a long overdue thing.
Mm-hmm.
We cut in half the interest rate on student loans. We passed for the first time what outside watchdog groups described as landmark lobbying and ethics reform. So there have been some important and solid improvements. On the other hand, we've been blocked by primarily Republicans in the Senate and the president on things like children's health care.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to expand that and, of course, trying to bring an end to the war in Iraq.
Can you specifically talk about those races that you think are most competitive or those races that you're actually surprised that Democrats are competitive in right now?
Well, I mean, most of the races Democrats are involved in right now running in terms of new challenges are seats that George Bush carried in past presidential elections. So in that sense, almost every seat that Democrats are competing in is tough political territory historically. But what's happened is that, number one, we have some very strong and solid candidates that were recruited early on that's put together organizations to get their message out. And you've got this sense out there among the public that they're fed up with the representation from the incumbents who were voting for the Bush policy. So the short answer to your question is that we've got about 50 seats around this country that are
5-0
in play. Now, mm-hmm. that's just in play. That means that we have strong candidates and competitive races. We're also, of course, having to defend some seats. After all, the Democrats picked up a net of 30 seats in the House of Representatives last time, and picked up a number, of course, in the Senate as well. And so you have to defend and hold on to those seats that
were also
in tough territory. But that, the story of this election, as you suggested, is that Democrats are now in a position to pick up seats. And the reason that's a big story is that historically, after one party picks up lots of seats in a wave election, like the Democrats did in 2006, historically, that wave comes in for a party, and then that party tends to lose seats in the following
election. And that's certainly what you're hoping does not happen this November. Maryland Representative Chris Van Hollen, thank you.
Thank you.
He's the chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. John?